Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us as we begin another day talking politics for the next hour over a cup of coffee. Do you know why we do that? I mean, yeah, you hear me talk about the reason, right, that I do this show entirely is to help you change your world by giving you thoughts and phrases and ideas about how to have meaningful conversations with persuadable people in your world. It's the only way we're going to move this state from where it's headed to where it should be, a place of liberty, not tyranny. What do you think about Kate letting go of some of her tyrannical ideas? Apparently today, the 30th of June, last day of the year, of the month of June, rather. Happy birthday to my late father, who would have been today 86 years old. He's now in heaven. Kate reopens. Oregon is no longer going to have the mask mandate unless you're unvaccinated. Now, let me ask you a question. How many of you are going to walk around with a mask when everybody else doesn't have one? I mean, you want to talk about a scarlet letter? Are you going to do that? I'm not. I'm just curious. Are you? But if you're an employee and you've been suffering with having to have worn a mask, how do you feel about this? Are you good with it? Now, this is a KGW story, and we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about critical race theory. Is this the game changer politically in Oregon, folks? Seriously, is it? If you missed, Lars did an interview with Curtis Crosswhite, fourth grade teacher at Thurston Elementary in Springfield. Got escorted out of his classroom because he refused to teach critical race theory. So, all across the country, we're seeing stories. Those of us in conservative media, anyway, are seeing stories, and we're repeating them, about how parents are rebelling against critical race theory. Is it a bridge too far for the left? Now, isn't it telling? In all seriousness, isn't it telling that the Oregon legislature, which just concluded on Saturday, and by the way, another bill that Fred and the boys allowed to be passed, you know, Fred and the Rhinos, this is one that will have huge impacts on our future. Oregon lawmakers pass a bill allowing voters more time to mail in ballots. Yep. Now we can accept ballots not by 8 o'clock on election night. But now it's election week, a whole another week. County clerks can accept ballots as long as they're postmarked. Do you think you can? Because you can, folks. You can cheat. You can put postmarks on anything with a private postal meter. That's my understanding. Now, if I'm wrong about that and you want to correct me, call me and let me know. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC Talk Line. That's what we're talking about today, folks. 503-589-1220. Emails to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. Also, Mike Nierman's hearing is delayed. According to The Hill, his first court hearing has gotten delayed by 3 weeks at the request of Mike Nierman's lawyer. Is that because it gives a little extra time for the county commissioners to figure out? Folks, you need to be calling every one of these county commissioners. And it is in the Oregon Firearms Federation piece from yesterday that I promise I'll try to get to today. But Mike Nierman also, by the way, and Ronnie, and hang on, I'm going to get to you in a second here. ResponsibleResponse.com. ResponsibleResponse.com. That is Mike Nierman's website you can go to download the citizen's petition to repeal Senate Bill 554. This is the gun storage bill that Fred and the boys allowed to pass because they wouldn't walk out and kill it, negotiate their way back in the building and get all the money that is the reason they got bought off and sold us out. This is the bill that makes you a criminal, a felon, and hard to defend your family if you have a gun that's not locked up in your home. And it also makes you a criminal and a felon if you have a concealed carry permit and you're next to any government building that has banned concealed carry. Now, the gangbangers don't care about that. Antifa doesn't care about it. They're going to walk around because they know that they're going to be protected by the politicians. But you as a law-abiding citizen. Anyway, that bill, Mike Nierman is responsible for this website, ResponsibleResponse.com. Thank you, Avis, for reminding me about that. You can go to that, ResponsibleResponse.com. You can download Referendum 301. Please, 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 please make very, very, pay very, very close attention to the instructions about how you do this. Otherwise, it'll all be for nothing. Don't let it be for nothing. It's too important. ResponsibleResponse.com. All right, critical race theory. Is it the game changer politically? And how do you feel about not having to wear a mask unless you're unvaccinated like me? I'm not wearing a mask anywhere. Are you? Are you going to put the scarlet letter on your face by wearing a mask or a face shield? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Jeff at KSLM.news. We'll go first to Ronnie, then on to Kathy. Ronnie, good morning, brother. What do you say?
I say it's been a long week for me. First of all, CRT, it's sickening. It's segregation of the worst kind. Racial equity says that if you don't believe what the Marxists, demo Marxists believe, you're basically property that is not compliant to their wishes. I am not property. It is an insult. I am not a house. I'm not a piece of item or vehicle or anything else that they label. I mean, we'll just say we have child slavery coming back. And the last thing I will say, please, please, please. And I will say this to Mr. Ainsworth, Mr. Pope, and Mr. Morehouse. If you believe in persecuting people without due process, then that's what you're doing to Representative Nierman, former Representative Nierman. We, the PCPs of the various counties, have spoken overwhelmingly who we want. Don't go through and take my decision, which I've driven 1,024 miles from Yonkawa all the way to Milton Freewater, all the way down to Eagle Point to my rope, and I had to do, which I did with honor. And met great people on both parts of the state. And race all the way back up so I can be there voting. They can kiss my royal rump. And I will bring myself. And they better be around to answer the phone as a resident of Polk County. Because I don't like rumors. But I will say this. What about if we go through some of my district board of supervisors and say basically that it's okay to go ahead and convict you of actions without due process that you've been accused of. And we're going to punish you. That's what they've done with Representative Nierman. But keep in mind, my brother, it's okay for them to let the unions go to that mob and that else. It's okay to let their people that they say, oh, they're just there as advisors to know what's going on. Lobbyists go there. But we the people, on the guise of a Wuhan coronavirus, which came from China, that a lot of people have lost their lives and everything else. It's okay for them to go into people's house, but not us ourselves. the people.
Fair enough, Ronnie.
Their bosses.
Very quickly, before I go to Kathy, just let me ask you this question. You going to wear a mask if you're unvaccinated?
No. Hell to the damn no. That's my final answer.
Yeah, same with me. Thank you, brother. Always great to hear your voice.
Love you, brother. Bye-bye.
That's what he thinks. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, good morning. Your thoughts today.
So how are they going to know that a person walking down the street hasn't been vaxxed or is vaxxed? Are they going to start asking random people for their papers? And then what's the penalty?
Well, good question. The KGW story about this today doesn't mention a penalty. And it does say that businesses are not required to ask the vaccine passport question, show me your papers, please. They're not required to do that. It's just that you are required by Kate's executive order to wear a mask if you're unvaccinated.
They just
the reality
make
is everybody knows
rule.
What's going to happen.
They're going to lock us up. They're just giving people a summertime break, and because people are so upset. So they're just giving us a break, but they're going to lock us right back up again. You just watch. This already started, actually. The other thing was, why not send the ballots out early and count them on election day?
Well, all right, so we do send them out 21 days, as you know, prior to the election. They are allowed, you may not know this, Kathy, and all of you, county clerks are allowed to open ballots, separate them prior to election day. Now, are they allowed to enhance them and actually count them? Well, they're not supposed to.
Okay, well, we need to permission then.
Say that again.
You know, remember when they were putting cardboard up on the windows and they wouldn't let Republicans in to watch, blah, blah, blah. We just need supervision.
Yeah, it's called sunlight. It's the best disinfectant ever. Kathy, thank you very much. Great question, by the way. We need... And this is where, folks, individually, each one of you can step up and play a role. You can talk to your county clerk and say you want to be an official observer at the next election. And then ask them how they allow that to happen. Because in some places in Oregon, only one observer, because they use the excuse of limited space, only one observer is allowed of either party to watch as many as 12 computer screens, where you are not allowed to take a picture if you think because they're matching signatures on these computer screens, the ones that the scanners automatically reject. It's almost impossible in some places. It's meaningless to have observers. It has to be meaningful observation. Back in a moment. More of your phone calls. It's 6:20. By the way, what do you think of Donald Trump going to the southern border? I think it's a brilliant move. And do you think that issue is going to continue to be front and center for the 2022 election? 6:20. Don't go away.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, friends. As we come back, Political Coffee, the show about, well, talking about the political issues of the day in a manner that helps you change your world. Persuading or persuadable. Is critical race theory a game changer politically? Apparently it is in some places. Is it in Oregon? Can it be used effectively as a political issue? Oregon's reopening today. You're no longer required as an employee to wear a mask unless you're unvaccinated. Or you're no longer required to wear a mask if you are just a person out there unless you're unvaccinated. So are you going to wear a mask if you're unvaccinated? I'm unvaccinated and I'm not. Would you wear a mask and make yourself like a big, I mean, You just want to put like a big target on yourself? You got to be kidding me. Can you imagine walking around a grocery store with a mask on and getting harassed by the people? Like the people harassed you if you didn't have a wear a mask, right? What do you think? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am, Jeff at KSLM.news. I'll read an email from Lee and go to the phones in a moment. Yeah, it's still warm out there, folks. We've got a couple of cool days coming, but if your air conditioning system is not working, you better call Freedom Heating and Air. They have these great emergency services, and they're serious about it, folks. You give them a call. If you missed the comment, I don't know, a week or so ago by Glenn about him calling a different company, and they said, well, in a few hours, maybe we'll get out there. He called Freedom Heating and Air. They were out there almost immediately. FreedomHeatingandAir.net. They're a great company. It's been here in Salem and servicing the surrounding areas for over 40 years because they take care of you. They've got great veterans discounts and senior citizens discounts. And frankly, discounts for apartment managers and commercial buildings. FreedomHeatingandAir.net. Lee writes an email, said, no mask, oh my. What's it been, 12, 18, 19 months that we've been told 486 times a day to stay away from each other, stay 6 feet away, do not shake hands, wear unclean cloth on your face? Really, how many of you washed that thing daily? If I stand 4 feet behind a person in line at the store, will I be thought of as a creeper? Can I offer a handshake? Can I pat another on the back in appreciation of a job well done? God forbid, by the way, these are my words. He actually hugs somebody. He continues, can I place my hand on another shoulder while I offer encouragement? Queen Kate, what are the answers to these questions? No mask, shake another's hands, give the hug you wanted to give and receive a hug? Good questions. Let's go to the phones to Art. Art, good morning. Your thoughts today.
Good morning, Jeff. What a beautiful morning.
It is.
Comfortable and beautiful out there. Number one, thank you, Fred and the boys, for allowing this new election BS. Are we going to win anything now with all the cheating that will occur? We'll see maybe some closer votes, but you can guarantee it. That they will cheat to make sure they win. And that is truly unfortunate. When you have a whole week to cheat, and you want something to either pass or not pass, and you're in power, that's what's going to happen. It's horrible, but thank you, Fred. And the boys, you truly let us down this time. All the crap that we are now going to have to face is horrible. Jeff, I did want to comment. Is there not a conservative attorney out there who has a concealed carry that will take up the cross and help us with Senate Bill 354. I can't believe...
I don't know. I would hope that the people who live this issue, like Oregon Firearms Federation or the NRA, would be actually doing just exactly that, because it needs to be challenged in court. I don't know the answer to it. I would hope that there is a conservative lawyer out there. I mean, I know of a couple that ought to be taking this issue on pro bono. I mean, it's that important. It really is. Art, got to let you go because I need to move on to Lisa. It's a good question. And, folks, if you know of any lawyers out there that are conservatives,
that are concealed
carry holders, please let us know. Contact me because I'd love to talk to them. Thanks, Art. Lisa, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
There's a McMinimans on Liberty Street downtown who are now requiring you to show them their vaccination card, which I guess if you don't have it, then you're going to have to wear a mask. And, you know, I'm
really
going to go over there and go in the door, and when they ask me for mine, just say, let me see yours. Or post a sign notice where you have everybody's that work there listed. So, you know, it's ridiculous. And the place is packed, but they're taking in the back door so they can look at your card. Is that not ridiculous?
It is. And did you see anybody showing them a card?
Well, no, but I'm sure they are, because it's posted on the front door and you're going through the back, so they make sure they get you before you're totally in the door.
Interesting. Well, that's good. I guess I won't be going to any McMenamins as long as they're doing that, huh?
Yeah, no. And they have icky food anyway, so. Anyway, I just thought I'd let people know that if you don't want to get carded, you better not go there.
Lisa, thank you. I appreciate you giving us that heads up. Thank you very much. That's what Lisa thinks. Folks, it's bottom of the hour. Thanks, Lisa. There's a new, by the way, just a quick mention here, a new poll, a Rasmussen poll, shows that 52% of voters think America needs to spend more money on police, and only 18% think that we should spend less on police. And yet we want to defund the cops. What's the result of that? Is Portland a safer city because they defunded the cops? Apparently not. Back in a moment at 6:30. Your phone calls on the issues of the day. We'll talk to Rich and others. Don't go away. Hang on.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It is 24 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. We will go to the phones here. As I promised, because Rich was nice enough to hang on over the break. Rich, good morning. Your thoughts today. If you're just joining us, by the way, folks, here's what we're talking about. The mask mandate goes away today in Oregon, unless you're unvaccinated. So are you going to wear a mask? Because you're required to by Kate's edict in her executive order. Are you going to put a big target on yourself? Maybe you should, just to create a little dissonance out there. Or do you just want to be left alone, or you're happy to be free of it all? And also, critical race theory. This Springfield teacher gets escorted from his classroom because he's refusing to teach critical race theory. You think that's the kind of thing that's a political game changer? And also, because Fred and the boys decided to hang around, a lot of bad things happen, not just Senate Bill 554 that makes you a criminal for having a gun not locked up in your home. But now it gets to be election week. Yep, that bill was passed where, well, the county clerks can accept postmarked ballots for up to 7 days after an election. So it's no longer election day. It's election week in Oregon. Thank you, Fred and the boys. Rich, good morning. What do you think about all this stuff?
Well, I'm just going to go back to your conversation with Kathy. I think she hit on some really interesting things. One, if you have to wear a mask, what about those people that are had the virus and are now basically immune to it? They don't talk about that.
second thing is that when she was talking about the voting, that bill that they passed actually makes it, in my impression, is they're colluding with voter fraud because we already have the 21 days ahead of time to vote.
Well, that's actually kind of true. But, you know, Democrats say there's no problem here, right? And our county clerks, I mean, we're trusting them to always be honorable, right? And most of them are. But doesn't this just open the door for all kinds of mischief?
Is that they're just opening the gate for all of that stuff. The other thing, too, on the gun thing. So you're driving down, say, State Street, and you get a flat tire, and you have to pull into a parking spot next to the Capitol building to change your tire. Are you now a felon?
If you have a concealed carry with you, yes, you are.
just a fact.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, it gets even funnier. If it's near state property, what about on I-5 when you're driving down the road?
Well, all right, so therein lies one of the unintended consequences of this law getting passed, because Fred and the boys stuck around, got sold us out, got bought off, and let it pass. We don't know the answer to that.
Oh, I understand. That's what I'm saying. They've opened that up for, what I'm saying is they're opening it up for a legal battle just to see how much money they can get out of people on the legal side.
Well, and that's
and I'm very disappointed in the Republicans in the House. You'd think out of all the people that can never have one mindset, why'd they all vote to get rid of Nierman?
Yeah, pretty collectivist thinking, isn't it?
Well, it's kind of puzzling to me, because normally, I mean, it's just like anything else. You stand on the sidewalk and you see somebody jaywalk or someone get somebody's two cars hit. You have five people watched it. If the officer talks to all five of them, you probably get seven different impressions on how the accident happened. So how are you going to get that many people together to vote someone out unless they're under a lot of pressure and they rolled over?
Well, I mean, is Mike Nierman that bad?
No, not compared to
not
where
hard.
You want to start. You know, Kotek, Brown, Courtney, Przanski. Look at all the sexual harassment suits that we've had paid for.
Yeah, yeah. That we've had to pay off. Yeah, right. Rich, thanks for your thoughts. Good point. Got a text message from Anne Marie. With Kate's new mandate, and Janet, hang on, I'm going to get to you in a second. With Kate's new mandate, are medical clinic and hospital employees, patients, and visitors still required to wear masks? Frankly, I had an appointment Monday at River Bend Hospital and kept pulling my required mask down because I honestly couldn't breathe. No one challenged me. It's a fair. Our medical professionals, by the way, if you work in the medical professional industry, like in a clinic or doctor's office, what are you being told about this? If you're unvaccinated as that employee, you still can you even be an employee in one of those places and not be vaccinated? I'm just curious. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations, is a contractor you can trust to do it right your way and do it timely and not disrupt your life, especially if it's like a really disruptive kitchen remodel or bathroom remodel. Check out his website, righteousrenovations.com. Don't take my word for it. Look at the great before and after pictures of some of their projects and, frankly, the very satisfied customer comments. RighteousRenovations.com. Janet, good morning. What do you say today?
Good morning, Jeff. It's a cooler day today. I wanted to talk about Trump going to the border. And isn't that just like him? That is so great that he's doing that. And I think every Republican, whether they're governor or back in D.C. or whoever, who has a backbone should make a steady trend going down there to show the Democrats that we are not accepting what is going on down on the border. And that's all I have to say. I just think we need to keep at it.
Yeah, I think so, too, because this issue of really just having an open border and not controlling what's, and everybody knows what's going on here. And I think it's a game changer politically as much as I think his critical race theory is. The illegal alien thing is going to get, I mean, we just passed, or the Democrats just passed, because again, Fred and the boys let it happen, this bill that allows illegal aliens to come here and get free Medicaid, okay, which we have to pay for at least 5 or 10% of that as Oregon taxpayers. Federal government picks up the rest. Not every state's doing that. Doesn't that make us a magnet, Janet?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And what is going on? What about, you know, they're forgetting about the senior citizens in this state. And if we let it go on, and if the Republicans had any backbone at all, make a constant adage of going down there to let the stupid Democrats know that we care. It's like nobody cares what's going on. These things are passed, and we just let it happen. We just let it slide. We put our heads in the sand, so to speak. And thank you. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Janet. And that gets me back to my point. Those of you in the Marion County Republican Party who voted to not censure, or actually you voted to support Fred Girard, what do you say now? Not only did illegal aliens get free health insurance because Fred and the boys wouldn't stand and fight, but you supported Fred and the boys not standing and fighting. How do you feel about free health care for illegal aliens? How come you're not down? I mean, if you disagree with it, how come you're not in front of the Capitol? Is it because you're afraid of being called a racist? Or what do you think, Marion County Republican Party? What do you think about election week now? This bill that gets passed that allows ballots to be received that have been postmarked on election day up to a week later. What do you think about that? Because Fred and the boys, is that going to help Republicans get elected? Does that open the door for cheating? Just curious, Marion County Republican Party people who voted to support Fred Girard. Oh, it's just beginning. I hope you wake up and understand exactly who has done this to you. And you need to go look in the mirror, because it's your fault. Friends, I want to thank Pfeiffer Roofing for being one of our sponsors. They have a great website that shows you and tells you a lot about what they can do to make your life better, to solve your issues with a roof, all kinds of roofs. Called PfeifferRoofing.com, P-F-E-I-F-E-R, roofing.com, Pfeiffer, P-F-E-I-F-E-R, roofing.com. They have this new product called Roof Max. It is a totally biological, organic product. It's made from soybeans. And you know what it does? They spray it on your roof, and it extends the life of your roof without having to put on a new roof. And it is at a fraction of the cost of a new roof. Roof Max, it goes on. They just spray it on. And here's the process. When you call them at 503-647-4725, one of their free estimators will come out and will look at your roof. And they'll look at all of your roof. And if your roof is a candidate for using a product like this, that extends the life so that you can put away some money, if you're not ready to do this right now, to do the eventual roof, because at some point your roof's going to wear out. But this soybean-based product, they spray it on, and it permeates into the actual asphalt shingles on your roof, and it rejuvenates them, seals them up, and it stops your leaks, and it's a fraction of the cost. You cannot get this anywhere. It is only available through Pfeiffer Roofing. Roof Max is the product. If you have a roof, or you know of somebody, even if they're out of the area, out of the Salem area, Pfeiffer Roofing can fix that problem, again, at a fraction of the cost. It's called Roof Max. Go to their website, PfeifferRoofing.com, or call them at 503-647-4725. Do it now, before the rains start again this fall. 503-647-4725. Back in a moment.
my song.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, friends. Look, Julie writes an email. By the way, you want to send me an email, it's jeff at 1220.am or jeff at kslm.news. About critical race theory or about wearing a mask. Kate's mask mandate ends today. No limits on anything. Unless you're unvaccinated, then you have to wear a mask. Are you going to do that? I'm not, and I'm unvaccinated. Julie writes this about critical race theory. It's, if I were teaching and told to teach critical race theory, had things, bad things rather, would happen. After telling them to go to H-E double toothpick, would have my hind end along with the rest of my maskless body fired for insubordination. Good for Trump for going to the border. Like him or not, he brings notice to these situations. I am too old to be a socialist. I like luxuries, like toilet paper, food, electricity, food, and clean water. Oh, well said, Julie. Well said. Too old to be a socialist. So am I, but what about our young kids? This is why critical race theory cannot be taught in schools. It must not be taught in schools. Dale writes about Mike Nierman. Said, how can all these bills get passed without District 23 having a representative to vote on these bills? All bills passed after Nierman being expelled should have been put on hold until someone replaced him. Is there something in the Constitution that allows the legislature to pass bills without representation? The other Dale. Yes, there is. And I think that this is something else that could be challenged. This is a fair argument, and it needs to be challenged. How can you pass bills? I mean, I think it's a legitimate argument that someone in House District 23 could make constitutionally. They have no representation. Bills passed without that are unconstitutional. Corby writes an email about masks. That would be an absolute no on mask wearing for me. The fact is, we are all carrying two vaccine passports on us at all times. I have one on each of my hands. I'll not spend money at a communist establishment anyway. I think he's relating that to Julie. Art writes an email, says lawyers and judges will be assassinated. Yikes, that's not good. 354, he says. Let's see. Jeff Kubler asked, when is the Nierman replacement meeting? Let's see. I think that's in, let's see here. It's in the Oregon Firearms Federation email, I think. July 9th. They have to they have to do it by July 9th. Now, I don't know what the actual meeting date is. That's it. Maybe Avis or some of the others of you who are watching this a little more closely than me, what do you know the actual date that the county commissioners are coming forward to do this? Because I don't know that it's been announced yet. I haven't heard that it is, but it may be. Something else that you should know, friends, is I use CBD because it really works for me. I mean, it does. You know, when I take CBD before I go to bed, I just sleep better. I mean, I slept like a baby. And I've done that for a while. Okay. So seriously, if you want to sleep better, or if you have pain like you do in, like I have in my body. I use the pain stick to help me with some of my old aches and pains, and it works. And it's all natural. You're not putting drugs in your body. I buy my CBD from a company that I trust. They're based in Salem, Pro Bioscience. I know that I trust them because, first of all, I know who they are. And secondly, I sold them my own CBD oil when I grew it. They use only Oregon-grown oil. That is the CBD oil that you can be assured, because Oregon's toughest in the nation standards, that it is going to be the best there is. So check them out on the web at pro-bioscience.com. That's pro-bioscience.com. And if you buy anything online, and they got a lot of great products, including some beauty products, ladies, use the discount code. The last day to use it for the month of June is today. On my father's birthday, my late father's birthday, we used the discount code, the word father, and you get 15% off. Plus, they have a great loyalty rewards program, and you ought to ask him about it. How you can save even more money. Pro-bioscience.com. Pro-bioscience.com. You can also find their products on the store shelves at Liquivana Vape Shops in both Molalla and Silverton, and the tobacco pouch here on Edgewater. Let's see. Got from the other Ron. When will our Jezebel open up People's House and the Capitol? That's required. That's actually referring to the state capitol, and Jezebel, of course, being Kate. Vote with your dollars, not supporting the CRT or mask enforcers that want to segregate you for not wearing a mask and wants papers as proof. It's going to McMenamins, as you heard. I think it was Janet say that she went to McMenamins, and in the back door, they were, you didn't have a mask. They were asking you for your vaccine passport. There you go. And you're right. This is segregation, and it's unconstitutional. Dale writes an email. Fred is not going to face a recall. That was just pie in the sky. Where is there any shred of evidence of a recall? Yeah, seems to be dead. The Marion County GOP meeting was a nauseating sellout. I have no respect for Mike Adams, the chairman. The Fred Gerard Love Festival. It was the first meeting I ever attended, just joined weeks ago, and it was the last time. I also sent them a furious email. Jeanette Peters. Actually, this is my buddy Walt. That's Jeanette's husband. Says, morning, Jeff. I'm not sure if this has been announced or not. Wanted to let everyone know that tonight we will have the last class of the summer of the Chris Hann Hall Liberty First University class at River Church at 7 p.m. Classes are currently scheduled to resume again in September. Tonight's the last one, 7 p.m., folks. Get in on it at the River Church. Also, Thursday, July 8th, will be airing Chris Hann Hall and J.C. Hall's new movie entitled Non-Compliant. This will also be shown at the River Church at 7 p.m. Postscript, no mask for me, thank you. I have a severe allergic reaction that I get from shamefully covering my face. I am allergic to communism. Well said, Walt. Tonight, River Church, the last Chris Hann Hall, Liberty First University class, 7 p.m. And then on July 8th, next Thursday, the new movie from Chris Hann Hall, Non-Compliant, also at 7 o'clock. River Church, you do not want to miss that. So, folks, lots going on. Don't forget responsibleresponse.com. That's where you can download the petition to repeal Senate Bill 554, which takes away your right to use a gun to defend your family. You can thank Mike Nierman for that. Another reason for you to contact all the county commissioners, especially the Polk County ones, and say, we want you to choose Mike Nierman, because he's doing that kind of stuff behind the scenes. Thanks for joining us today, folks. Make it a great day. Pray for this great state. Pray for Polk County Commission to make the right decision. See you tomorrow.